we've got myself, John Mitchell, who's consulting at the moment, and Brian. So we'll be looking after all areas, defence and attack. I specialise in the forwards. So he'll be in a coaching role.
And he's definitely going to take that job because it's obviously a step down for him going from director of rugby to back to being a normal coach. You're confident he'll be happy to make that change?
Well, we're confident that he'll agree to make that change, yeah. You know, he's very positive about it at the moment, and you know, we'll move forward hopefully in the next couple of days with that decision.
And why have you taken this move? Is it because 7 losses now has just gone past that stage and it's a bad blip, and actually it's quite concerning and relegation could be a major threat?
Yeah, exactly that. We're very supportive of our coaches and staff and players, and we've got to a point where, you know, we need to start turning the corner really, and hopefully with a little bit of direction from myself and support from Brian and John Mitchell, we can do that.
And how real do you think that relegation threat is? And if it were to happen, how big an issue would that be for the club?
Well, it'd be a huge issue. You know, we've had Premier status from day one, and you know, we're a flagship club in the north, and we don't want to see that happen. So, you know, the whole fabric of the club's in danger of you know, going into oblivion, really. So we had to make the decision quickly, and you know, it's just a reshuffle more so than anything else. And hopefully Brian will accept that, and we'll move forward.
In the last season, you took charge of the club and led them into the Heineken Cup. I remember a good win at home against Bath, a very good win away at Gloucester. So you're now back as the main coach. You're no longer chief executive as such. You're going to be heading up the coaching team with hopefully Brian and then John Mitchell underneath you. Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan. Moving forward, yeah.
So just to clarify the structure, you're the head coach, so to speak, with Brian Redpath and John Mitchell as coaches?
Yeah.
Are you concerned that the reputation sale maybe have to an outsider? You've seen Tony Hanks come and go, Steve Scott come and go, Brian moved around. Is there a bit of a hiring and firing culture at Sale that you'd like to change?
Well, we'd all like stability. And, you know, what we need is a strong hand on the tiller. And when we find that ingredient and that combination, which I don't think we're too far off, then we'll get the stability that we need, you know.
John Mitchell was quoted as saying that every club needs a main man. At the moment, that main man is yourself. Is it going to be an issue for John coming in and working under you? Does he want to be his own man? And do you envisage an issue whereby John wants to be the director of rugby?
No, not at all. Absolutely no.
So going forward, you're very confident that you will probably stay around as, say, head coach and leave aside some of the more commercial and executive interests?
Yeah, that's what we're doing from this week onwards.
And you're going to give it a go and see how it goes.
Try and get up the league.
Try and get up the league. And that's the bottom line, isn't it? Yeah. You're 2 points out of what a possible, well over 30.
So 36. Yeah.
36. Yeah. So that's the main priority now is just getting up the
ladder. Yeah, and I think we can't ever go away from the fact of, you know, looking at the league table on a weekly basis. I've said earlier, we're in uncharted waters here. And, you know, we don't like being there, and we're working hard behind the scenes to get it right. And little reshuffles like this do have to happen. In any other business, it would happen. You don't make wholesale changes. The playing squad are fit and ready for action. They just need the information going to them in maybe a slightly different way. That's all.
And just to clear up with John Mitchell one more time, he's going to be coming in when his situation allows. I understand there are still contractual issues, are there, with the Golden Lions to sort out?
Yeah, John Mitchell's been assisting us with the team this week and for preparation for London Irish, and in the next couple of weeks he'll be here working as a consultant in the coaching team full time.
And you expect that to go on till the end of the season and beyond?
Yeah, certainly to the end of the season.
And you're happy that Brian himself, having had this demotion, is going to be working towards what the main goal is and get you up the table? He's not going to feel that he's been undermined by this change?
No, I think Brian Redpath's statement and desire from day one is to get massive success for Sale Sharks, who he was a part of as a player and a coach.